Hi, and welcome to this episode of The Thriving Life with me, Jennifer Hoff. Yeah, I thought a lot about today's episode, which is about why this year is actually offering the greatest opportunity to thrive, probably like never before. And this year probably doesn't look that way to most people. However, when we align and when we start to understand why that is, all of a sudden things can happen. This is not just another year for sure. It's a year of massive change, definitely globally, certainly politically, economically. There are some big things happening out there. And when there is a lot of polarity and contrast, there is lots of opportunity. But you have to know how to line up with it because it's so easy to get distracted, isn't it? So I'm wondering, do you want this to be the year where you answer the question, what's the greatest thing I can do with the least amount of effort that would cause the greatest difference to be made and give you a life of meaning so you could wake up inspired? Do you want that to be this year? Welcome to the Thriving Life Podcast. I'm Jennifer Hoff. I'm on a mission to empower you with the knowledge, experiences, and tools to turn your dreams into reality. If you're ready for permanent shifts in your ability to stay unstuck, make glass ceilings your new floors, and want practical tools rooted in applied physics and neuroplasticity to live a life of fulfillment, this podcast is for you. Let's get thriving forward. Second question I have for you today is, why exactly is there more opportunity in times of great change? Why? What's the mechanism? And then the question is, how do you flow when there's so much change? Like, how do you stay in flow when most people, what they're trying to do is keep their life in control and predictable, their business in control and predictable, their systems in control and predictable? These are the questions we're going to answer today. I'm so glad you're here. Some of the things we're going to cover today are things like, what's the most important question you can ask in times of great change? Another thing we're going to look at is this idea of, it's a skill that I'm going to help you with. It's a skill about three questions. I call it three breaths and three questions. And if you can use this skill in your daily life, as you're managing people, as you're working with your clients, as you're working with your team, as you're working with your family, you're dancing with your family, these questions will benefit you by getting you back into a state of neutrality whereby reactivity no longer runs your life. Take some practice, and at some point you'll embody it so it just becomes your natural state and literally nothing takes you out. How do you even know when you're in front of an opportunity? So that's where we're going today. All right. So it's all about staying in the flow of these, in these times of great change. But honestly, it's about thriving through times of great change so that you get to take advantage of the opportunities that come up when there's so much polarity. I hope that speaks to your heart. I know there's a lot going on right now. And I'd love to hear from you. What's your word from today? What is your word for today? What's the word? Where are you hailing from? And what's your word? So, love to see it. And I'm so happy to be here with you. Just know that you're not alone in these times of great change. That's what this podcast is for. All right. I want to go back to that question that we mentioned earlier. What's the greatest thing I can do with the skills I already have that would make the biggest difference and have me waking up inspired? It's a question that I really come to the story of coming up with that question in the TEDx talk that I did called A Movement of One to Many. Go check it out. We'll post it for sure along with this podcast. So check out the TED talk. By the way, and follow it for sure. And if it speaks to you, which it speaks to many people, and especially in these times, oh my God, it's like the perfect TED talk. So please make sure you go and watch it, follow, comment. I go and look at the comments probably once a week, and I'm happy to hear yours and I'll reply to you directly. But the reason I bring it up is because that question in times of great change becomes paramount. Now, if we're in fight or flight, or if we're freaking out about these times, or if we're incredibly stressed out and pulled out of our flow, what happens is we never get to answer that question. Yesterday, I woke up, as my producer husband can attest, just flipping out a little bit. My body was not plugged into my flow. It doesn't happen very often, but yesterday I felt extremely unfamiliar to myself. I would say a little bit floaty, and that I didn't recognize which way to go or what actions to take. Have you ever felt that way? I found myself unsure of so many things that I've been up to. And at first, what happens to me is I want to feel in control, or I want to feel like I have something to say about my life. So I start cleaning, or I start organizing, or I start bringing things to Goodwill, or that's what I start to do, right? I want to know that I have something to say about how my life goes, but that's not the big picture. That's not really what my body was saying to me. I realized that I had to get out of the house because I needed to put myself in the unfamiliar. I needed to put myself in a place where I was reminded that everything is okay. So I actually went and got out. I went for a hike at a place called Catawba Falls here in Asheville. It's beautiful. I thought Catawba Falls would have been wiped away from the hurricane, but it was not. They had to fix up a few things, but I was so excited to see that it was actually really good. And that was my first good omen. And trust me, as I was driving there, it's near a place called Old Fort. And I had this strange juxtaposition of an incredible amount of damage to that town because it's so low-lying. And all these trees all over the sides of the riverbanks. And at the same time, the beauty of nature. And I stood there. And this is part of our podcast today, because this is what happens when huge things shift, like internally inside of me, realizing that something must have shifted, even though I couldn't put my finger on it, that was pretty profound in the world. And as I was having the experience in my body, I was also noticing. I'm reminded of a Cherokee elder that I had spoken to. And I did the same thing that he suggested that I do. I went up the waterfall away from people, put my hand on a rock which was, and I'm sharing this with you so you can borrow from my experience. The mountains in this area, the rocks, are basically the oldest mountains in the entire world. So the entire Blue Ridge, this set of mountains is the oldest. And so I consider it to have been through everything. And so when you lean up against one of these rocks, it's more than grounding that happens. And I did what the elder did when he was speaking with me. And what he had done is he had asked the mountains and the trees. He asked, "So what do you make of all of this? What do I need to do? I feel really shaky with all of these changes. How do I deal?" And both the mountains said, "We've been here for millions of years. And so you have to know that all is truly well, and that your spirit, at least, your soul is infinite. And in the end, these trees are going to become tree food for the seeds that got shaken up. These trees are going to become very fertile dirt for what's next. Nature knows that this is part of the cycle. And we are made of, just to remind you, we are made up of the molecules and atoms, literally the body through which your personality pours, as a direct function of that dirt. Comes from the food that came from the dirt, the rain that carried the sands from the Sahara. All of that is part of the body that forms you. You quite literally, actually, physically are a part of that same nature. The way we get thrown off is not because everything's out of control. So the next thing I was shown is that there's a waterfall right beside me. It's beautiful. And that waterfall had drops of water that were coming from the top and rushing down really quickly. It's a pretty steep waterfall. What I got shown again is that drop of water that started at the top of the waterfall went to the bottom of the waterfall in less than a few seconds. And eventually, probably within a week or two, it's going to end up in the ocean. And then it's going to become rain and do it all over again. The point is, we are part of that flow. And when we put a dam up against the flow, what happens is we have no control. She was trying to maintain control on a hill that we were going down. And the way she was trying to maintain control was by leaning back and leaning away from going down the hill. I said, you have to lean in going down the hill because otherwise your edges don't dig into the snow. If you can't dig into the snow, you can't steer. And if you're resisting the flow of life, there's no going with the flow of life. And therefore, there's no using a keel to try to go this way or that way. You have no power. So controlling is the last thing. Now, we could afford that when the speed of change did not involve quantum computers and AI and governmental shifts and political shifts and economic shifts. And there are big things coming. And there are going to be a lot of people resisting the change. But you can't affect the change if you don't join with the flow of the change. You literally can't steer down the mountain unless you're leaning down the mountain. You can't flow with all the water that's coming if you build a dam. A boat needs a keel, and the keel doesn't work to steer you if you don't have movement. So, this is the first thing. I explained it a little bit more in our community pages. I did a whole live from the waterfall, which I'm happy to download and put up on Facebook as well. So if you want to look out for that. But let's talk about, now that we understand what flow feels like or looks like, What is it about opportunity? First of all, opportunity only comes in the flow. When you're resisting life, when you're not actually metabolizing through your field and through your personality and through your physical body, when you're not metabolizing what's actually going on in your family and your community or in your life, or when you're actually not processing it, you're resisting it, what happens is there's no spaciousness for you to be able to receive, right? When you're stressed out and you're fearful, what you're looking for is things to protect you. That's what you're vigilant for, right? So what there is to be vigilant for what's possible, to be vigilant for what is possible. From the place of being vigilant for what's possible, it leaves an opening. As long as you're in fear, your amygdala is looking for solutions to protect you. And I know, I see some of your comments. I know there are things that it feels really true that one needs to be protected from. However, what I would say to you is this, that the solution is always the same. It's to face forward and see what possibilities exist. Let yourself have the emotional feelings that you're having, but I want to offer you 3 questions. The first question is, these questions are questions that I use when difficulty comes up, or when I feel contrast, or when I feel like the world is falling apart, or somebody I love is falling apart. So listen up. The first question is, when I have this issue, now that I have this issue, has a worst case scenario actually happened right now? Is the worst case scenario actually happening right now? That's the first question. Because first we have to, because usually when we're getting anxious, it's because we're projecting a future that hasn't happened yet. So if that thing hasn't happened yet, then there's no you, because it's not your reality yet, right? So now we have to ask questions to line up with potential expansive solutions that you may not have in front of you. So is the worst case scenario happening right now? Is that happening right now? If the answer is no, then you have no power over that future anyways. You only have power in the now, right? The second question is, am I available to solutions that transcend my logical mind's history? Now, I want to share one of the things, one of the philosophies, is actually just a truth of physics to embody, is around the fact that if you're in a problem or in a really difficult time, the instant you have a problem is the instant that consciousness has already created the solution. There's no time. Entanglement says that the problem and the solution have to occupy existence instantly at the same time. It's concurrent. So you must understand that there are multiple solutions to whatever problem that you're perceiving. The second question you could change a little bit to, do I want to be right that something's wrong, or am I actually facing forward and receptive to solutions, nonlinear and linear? Am I willing to do something to champion my frequency? In other words, am I willing to do something to change my mood? Am I willing to answer the question, what can I do to feel better right now? And with those 3 questions, you have the capacity to actually get to a place where you're in alignment with opportunities that you wouldn't have otherwise seen. It's just physics. Healthcare is changing. And I started my entire career in healthcare, or real healthcare, not disease, not allopathy, but actual addressing the health of the body. I ran one of the largest integrative health clinics in Canada. And when I was doing that, I put together protocols for tens of thousands, actually, at this point, of people. What I got from that, sometime in the first 10% of the time I spent doing that for about 12 years, was that if you don't change your mind, epigenetically speaking, if you don't change, or psychoneuroimmunologically speaking, if you don't actually change your relationship to life, you aren't available for the solutions, and that includes the biological solutions, the people you need, the protocols that you need. But also, when you're stressed out and carrying the weight of the world on your, there's never been a time where carrying the weight of the world, that's just, I've done that, got that t-shirt. And the worst thing is, one of the things that keeps you there is lone wolfing it, being by yourself, not being in community, not being co-creative. I'm spending a little bit too much time alone. I'm isolating myself. I'm not getting out much. If ever there was a time to get out and be in community, or online and being in a community that uplifts you, not tells you all the things that are wrong with the world, an actual community where you're activating what's possible, if ever there was a time, it's now. And so, which is why we have a community. That literally is why we have a community. Because we know, I used to be the lonest, wolfiest human being ever. I didn't want to let anyone in. And then what I would do to justify my existence is carry everybody around me so that my identity could be fed that I'm a worthy person. Instead of just being in community and dancing with the co-creation and the love. For some people listening right now, I suspect being more involved in the communities, and if you're in our community, be more involved, tag people, ask questions, don't be alone. So it's one of the suggestions, but these three questions, what they do is they point you in the direction of possibility. It takes you out of your amygdala or your reptilian brain that wants to basically fight against things or be afraid about things and try to protect yourself. It takes you out of that place. If you answer and actually act on the answers to those questions. So, to summarize, you're either going to go one of two ways. You're going to be super afraid in times of great change, or you're going to be someone that's available for the opportunities, that's going to be receptive. I'd love to tell you that it's more complex than that. I am sure some people's safety mechanisms and all sorts of things, that if you had a volatile past, every cell in your body is, the answer is still the same. So today's tool is pretty paramount. There are about 24 different kinds of three questions. Those questions need to come with a breath. So you take a breath, then you ask the question. And then you take a breath and you answer the question. You'll see those three questions in the show notes as well. The reason we're doing this podcast is so you don't have to be alone. The community of Agents of Awakening is so that you don't have to be alone. The whole purpose of the Wide Awakening is so that you can actually find your way to flow. No matter what, using the laws of physics that transcend any human. Physics is physics. It's bigger than everyone and all of us. And there isn't anyone alive that doesn't have access. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be poor. You don't have to be short. You don't have to be tall. You don't have to be black. You don't have to be white. You don't have to live in a developed nation. You could live anywhere. It's the great equalizer. So it's time for this work, right? So y'all, I love you. You are not alone. I'm so glad you're here. Truly. And when you find us on Spotify or find us on your favorite podcast player, iTunes or whatever, please make sure that you like us and that you follow us. And certainly you share us with your friends. Maybe somebody needed to hear the message that we gave today. Pass it along. And I just want to say how grateful I am that you're here. And watch that TED Talk that I put up recently and answer your own flow quiz. Watch the TED Talk and answer the flow quiz. Go and click the link and find out where you're at, to see what kind of support we can give. Don't be alone. All right, you guys. I look forward to being with you next week. We'll see you on the flip side. Hey, I deeply appreciate you joining me on the Thriving Life podcast. In these times of great change, it's so good to come together. I'm on a mission to empower you with the knowledge, experiences, and tools to turn your dreams into reality. Your dreams matter. Thank you for joining me, because you, like me, are a movement of one to many. Your thoughts and suggestions really matter to me, so please join me on LinkedIn at Jennifer Huff or on Instagram at The Wide Awakening, and post a comment about what you got from the show or drop me a DM. I love that. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoy today's show, please leave a review or many reviews. Share the love. It really helps us to reach more people, and that is what a movement is all about. Until next time, keep thriving.